Thursday.
Let's get nuts!
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 5.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 in the U.S. has plummeted by 80,000 in 6 weeks. And 17% of the nation's adult population has gotten at least one dose of the vaccine. The improvements offer some relief to frontline workers. St. Louis respiratory therapist Joe Kowalczyk recalled that when COVID-19 patients were inundating the region's hospitals, colleagues arriving for yet another grueling shift with a dwindling supply of ventilators would often glance at their assignments and cry. On his most recent shift at Mercy Hospital St. Louis, there were only about 20 coronavirus patients, down from as many as 100 at the peak of the surge. A bad day on Wall Street as the Dow dropped 559 points, the NASDAQ plunged 478, the S&P 500 down by 96. More details at srnnews.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
After that, I think we should play this. This makes sense. 502.
We praise the colorectal surgeon, misunderstood and much maligned, slaving away in the heart of darkness, working where the sun don't shine. Respect the colorectal surgeon, it's a calling few would crave. Lift up your hands and join us, let's all do the finger wave. When it comes to spreading joy, there are many techniques. Some spread joy to the world and others just spread cheeks. Some may think the cardiologist is their best friend, but the colorectal surgeon knows he'll get you in the end. Why be a colorectal surgeon? It's one of those mysterious things. Is it because in that profession there are always openings? When I first met a colorectal surgeon, he did not quite understand. I said, hey, it's nice to meet you, but do you mind if we don't shake hands? Sailed right through medical school because he was a whiz. Oh, but he never thought of psychology, though he read passages. A doctor he wanted to be, for golf he loved to play. But this is not quite what he meant by 18 holes a day. And misunderstood and much maligned, slaving away in the heart of darkness, working where the sun don't shine.
It is 5:04 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV Thursday afternoon. We have covered a lot of ground, but there's still something I haven't gotten to. By the way, I was just watching Pelosi with her stupid mask on, 80 years old. And now, you know, I'm raising the minimum wage to $15, which is going to be devastating. Devastating. This is socialism. And by the way, this 1.9, they keep calling it COVID relief. That is bull Schmidt.
Yeah.
Less than 9% of that bill is designed to bring relief to Americans or businesses. But they're taking care of their own in D.C. And here's a classic example. I'm not making this up. If you work in or the average American will get a $1,400 check out of this bill. But if you work in government and you homeschooled your kids, you are eligible to collect $21,000. That's $1,400 a week for 15 weeks if you homeschooled your kids.
What?
Well, what could go wrong there? You don't think that a program like that couldn't be easily abused?
Yeah.
I would think so. $21,000 because federal government workers are special. They're better than you. You get your $1,400 check and shut up. But if you had to homeschool your kids and you still got paid, you're still getting an extra $21,000. This is monopoly money, man. The Democrat bill gives federal workers an extra $21,000 if they have kids out of school or loved ones affected by the coronavirus.
And that's pretty broad.
Government workers get the goodies while the rest of us stagger along with whatever crumbs they leave behind. Here's one. Police lieutenant who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt, lead murder suspect in Ashley Babbitt case. She was executed. 50 days since the aggravated trespassing on January 6th, and Ashley Babbitt, unarmed, shot. The police lieutenant's name is being withheld from Ashley Babbitt's attorneys. How long did it take for us to know the name of every police officer involved in the George Floyd mess?
Yeah.
5 minutes? They were demonstrating in front of their houses while they were burning Minneapolis down. Not even waiting for the coroner to determine that George Floyd really died of a fentanyl overdose. And if you don't believe that, then you don't know anything about narcotics or fentanyl or how powerful that stuff is. But if you abuse it, it will kill you. It's just as bad as any other heroin-like substance on the street when it's not used for its primary purpose, which is to help with extreme pain. Let's see. Before killing Ashley, the officer is seen aiming his firearm at fellow colleagues. What could she have possibly done that would have earned a bullet through her head? That's what I'd like to know. The officer, according to his account, could not see the three uniformed officers outside, did not know they were there. He only described seeing a hallway full of oncoming people. See, if Nancy Pelosi had done her job and had adequate security, it's like they were surprised. Well, they think nobody's going to show up. Or that Antifa or other outside agitators might not add, you know, a little fuel to the fire. The lieutenant was also unaware those briefed on his account said that a tactical team from the Capitol Police was climbing the stairwell behind Ms. Babbitt, intending to reinforce the area and clear out. It says here the rioters. And I'm going to venture a guess that one reason why they're keeping this such a big secret is that the police officer that shot her is not white. There we go again with the double standard. Why can't we just know? He must have a reason for pulling the trigger. She's dead. And she served our country. And then we had this. And his family agrees it was a stroke. This state funeral for an officer whose death had nothing to do with doing his job on January 6th. It's just crazy, folks. And I'm afraid it's only going to get crazier. It's 10 minutes after 5 o'clock. We've had the plumbers from Clark's out almost, well, they are like family because they're such nice folks. It's funny how situations occur in threes. We had a broken toilet apparatus. We had a extremely clogged drain and low water pressure. And then the garbage disposal on one fine Sunday afternoon said,
"That's it, I'm out of here."
So I put in a call to Clark Sunday, said, "Not an emergency, don't need you today." But they were out the next day, had all of that stuff fixed, installed the new garbage disposal, fixed the clogged drain, repaired the toilet, all in quick time. And I always enjoy them when they're over. These are the kind of people you want to offer refreshments to because they're just that nice. Now, what's important is, are they good at what they do? They're the best at what they do. Not good, the best. HVAC, heating, air conditioning, plumbing, nobody's better. Clark's Club membership, by the way, the value that it will save you money on your energy costs because they always leave your heating and air conditioning system running efficiently. We have temperatures in the 80s coming this weekend on the last days of February. Might be a good time to get them out because I think you're going to be using your AC Saturday and Sunday. Why not make sure it's ready to go for the warm weather season ahead? Join today, 277-2125, or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Saddle up for the 64th annual Southeastern Livestock Exposition Rodeo at Garrett Coliseum, March 18th through the 20th. The best in BRCA, freestyle bullfights, fun for the whole family. For tickets, visit slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The above-normal temperatures continue, but at least the risk of showers will return to the forecast. I think we're dry through midnight, but then maybe some spotty showers after midnight and showers around from time to time on Friday. Low tonight, 52. Friday's high in the lower 70s. Over the weekend, unusually warm for the last weekend in February, with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Yeah, there could be some isolated showers, but I think the rain chances are going to be small this weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Kubota utility tractors are known for their dependability. Whether you need to plant, mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, make the hard work easy with a Kubota tractor. Built right, built ready. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, Jennifer Aniston has something to say. She clears her throat and goes,
hi.
It's like she's always got some phlegm to clear. TikTokers pointing it out, now it's a thing I cannot unhear, and she will clear her throat. Now it's hard to ignore before every joke. Didn't know this before, on Lucas she chose. Now I can't watch the show.
This is what happens during a pandemic. People find things to do, and somebody noticed that Jennifer Aniston always cleared her throat when she was delivering a punchline in Friends, so they edited 300 of these hacks together into a video. Yeah. Let's see. 50 cities in Idaho are going to burn mass on March 6th. I think we should do it nationwide. Nationwide mass burning. Here's a place where 2 plus 2 still equals 4. It's McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, yeah. And joining us now from that firm is Mr. Right on the Money, Grant McDonald. Good afternoon.
Hey guys, how are you doing? How are things going today?
Well, you know, a lot of people saw today's numbers and blame me.
No, my gosh. Well, no, because here's the good thing. You know, remember, when you're invested in our models, we're managing to risk. As a matter of fact, I've been feeling pretty good here lately. We don't have a ton of exposure to tech, which is where a lot of this weakness is coming from. Mm-hmm. And much of the portfolio we have invested in things that are part of this inflation or reflation trade, which are trading really well in the midst of all this. So we feel pretty good. I will say, though, and I have to get this out there, you know, I've been preaching and just pounding on everyone to, you know, monitor or keep up with the 10-year Treasury bond yield because, you know, I have people ask me that all the time, like, what should I really be looking at? If you, you know, and my answer is if you could put one thing on your phone to watch, if you wanted to look at, it's going to impact all of our lives in some way or another, much less an investment portfolio, it's the 10-year Treasury bond yield. We have seen a colossal move just this year, at least half a point. We've gone from 1%. Today, we got up to as high as 1.62% on the 10-year Treasury. We settled down a little bit as we went through the day, but this is creating a lot of concern. It's obviously hitting these major big cap, sort of mega cap tech stocks. If you run through the names, if you look at the big leadership there, Apple Computer is down about 18% from its 52-week high. This is all just this year. Facebook about the same. Amazon roughly about the same. And if you go through and look at these, you'll see what's happening is that the broad indexes are still roughly near all-time highs, but we have other sectors in the market that are breaking out: energy, commodities, agriculture. These are the inflation trades I've been talking about, and this is why it really is intriguing to me how the Fed chairman yesterday before the Senate Banking Committee and then, or not yesterday, yesterday was the House Finance Committee and prior to was the Senate Banking Committee, he says he doesn't see inflation. I don't understand how he can really say that. And the one thing that I said yesterday, and I will always say this, is, you know, the Fed controls short-term rates, but the market has a vote in this too. The market can have a say-so, and the market clearly today, through the action we saw in this 10-year Treasury bond yield, is saying we got an inflation issue on the horizon, and this is becoming very, very problematic for these big growth names that have been the high flyers. It's an absolute case in point of me always saying to people to please understand what you own and why you own it. Don't just get lulled into this herd mentality because you can get burned that way. So it's all happening. It's the big great rotation I've been talking about now for 6 to 9 months. And I don't see it slowing down. As a matter of fact, I think we're going to see further downside in a lot of these tech names because I still believe that 10-year yield is going to make its way to 2%. And, you know, again, another big move. We're at 150 right now, roughly 152. I think we're going to 2, certainly before this year is out. So got to manage the risk. You just absolutely have to manage the risk. And that's what we've been doing here for a long time.
Can I share a little bit of my session when I was setting up my account? Because this is a solution, and, you know, in terms of becoming managerial about your money, which is, you know, what we've discussed here so many times, and I'm saying this to those of you who've never had the kind of sit-down session I had about this specific part of my life. And what I have set up at McDonald and Hagen is an aggressive savings plan. Because when I looked at, you know, what can I actually do to build an account, I realized I could do a lot more than I thought at first. So that's the approach I'm taking. And I love the fact that you have, you know, you look at the big picture. You're not reactionary. You know, you've taught us that over the years. We've seen bad days before. And one thing that always happens, sooner or later, it comes back and does better. So I was teasing, you know, that whole Greg Goodell curse thing is something that we've had fun with over the years. If I pick a team, if I pick a team to win a game, they're going to lose it. It's just that kind of thing. Kiss of death. So
I hear you.
But if you would like to have that kind of session and find out what you can really do with the money you work so hard to make, please call 387-0094 and have the kind of meeting I did. It was not only educational and amazing, but I walked out with a plan, and that feels good. That feels really, really good. And Brant's going to be joining us in studio. You want to give a little more of a sneak preview of what we're going to be discussing Tuesday?
Well, we've made a very big decision as a firm, and we've put quite a bit of work into this over the last year. It's picked up momentum in the last many weeks. The final culmination of all of it is coming together as we speak, and there'll be a press release that will go out. You'll see this in the news and other things like that, and we're just really excited about it. It's just sort of the next phase of the growth of our firm. You know, when you've been as blessed as we are and people trust you and they have confidence in you and they stick with you for the years, the decades that I've been in business and had this company, it forces you to constantly think and reinvent yourself. And so that's part of what we're doing here. And we're going to be talking a lot about this next week. Certainly on Monday and then Tuesday in studio. And from talking to you, Greg, we're going to have a lot of fun with this. We're going to have some things, some giveaway things. We're going to hopefully do some trivia stuff on the morning show with you for people to have an opportunity to call in and get some swag bags and things like that in the coming weeks. So we're going to have fun, and we're excited about it. We really are.
As we are, too. Brant, thank you for your time. And if you can, give us a holler at the opening bell tomorrow.
Yes, we will. I sure will try to. I've got physical therapy at 8 o'clock. You know what? I ought to do that. I ought to call in right there in the middle of the physical therapy room. That might be fun.
Why not, man? Live.
I'm serious. PT, yeah.
It's Brant McDonald.
That's right.
Hey, we can make that work.
Yeah,
you know me, both of my shows are kind of a come-as-you-are party, and we like to be spontaneous. So if you can, please do.
All right, yeah, I think that'll be fun. Those therapists, they all know me. I've worked with all of them. They'll get a kick out of it.
So all right, we'll look forward to it. Thanks, Brant.
All right. Thank you.
Brant. The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
That's Joe Biden. And guess what? He has referred to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, the serial harasser, as the gold standard in the pandemic, in spite of the scandals that are just breaking out far. You know, on one end, it's the sexual harassment scandals. On the other, it's all the deaths that he covered up. So when we come back, you're going to hear how Jen Psaki, his press secretary, you know, the one that's always going to circle back, we'll find out if Joe stands behind his praise of Andrew, the murderer, Cuomo. He's the Nick the Trunk of governors.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy all the way around the city on the boulevard. We have a lot of outbound traffic on Madison Avenue and Atlanta Highway downtown. Also very congested on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery with slow traffic on 85 southbound up to the merge. Cars everywhere. Use caution. No accidents in Montgomery. If you're headed into Montgomery on I-65 southbound just before Highway 14 up in Autauga County, we have a very bad crash there that's beginning to back up traffic. Use caution if you're headed in on 65 southbound. Reinhardt Toyota's got the Toyota you've always wanted. Visit their location on the Eastern Boulevard or shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jade.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Denise, we were going to come to you, but you're not there, so...
Yeah.
Denise had a traffic update. We can only presume it was something...
Bad!
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit CallDixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Why do I go to Chappie's Deli? For the kickin' chicken roll-up and a side salad that sounds perfect for lunch today.
Chappie's Deli has great service and a huge menu. Chappie's Deli, serving all your favorites for over 30 years. Don't forget the car hop service.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You'd think that her head would be split. But good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
And there's no bigger pile of shaving cream anywhere in America than this current administration and their White House. Remember how we used to just sit in awe listening to Kayleigh McEnany?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody beat her at a press conference. She was never, well, I'll circle back to that. She had an answer. Ask a question, you get an answer. This Jennifer Psaki is a joke. Here's a press conference today. Standing by Biden, calling New York Governor Andrew Cuomo the gold standard despite scandals involving sexual harassment and the outright slaughter of senior citizens during the early days of the pandemic.
To him being in charge of the governors and in charge of such a big state, will the president talk to him about these accusations from Democrats in the New York legislature that Cuomo misled the public about deaths in nursing homes throughout the pandemic?
Well, this is a meeting and a conversation with a range of governors about how we can all work together to address the pandemic and get relief to the American people. And that's what I expect the focus of the meeting to be on.
There are some Democrats in New York who want congressional hearings about these deaths in nursing homes. There was a Cuomo aide who told lawmakers in February that the Cuomo administration withheld the number of residents who died in hospitals from the public due to the fear that it would be used against them by federal prosecutors. Is this something the White House thinks would be appropriate for a congressional hearing?
It's really up to Congress to determine how they want to review or have hearings on those reports.
And I know you were asked about this weekend, but I'll try again. Does President Biden still think Andrew Cuomo is the gold standard for COVID leadership and that he's doing a hell of a job, which he has said about him?
Well, first of all, I think, to be fair, let's put all of the
that's a yes or a
context,
no question,
which sometimes
bitch.
Is a missing from these conversations we have.
I can't listen to this garbage anymore! And I knocked my cell phone! 80 million people voted for this twerp! And I don't believe that. I never will. Sorry. You better sick those secret government people on me, because I'm a conspiracy theorist. He's the gold standard. What would Cuomo be the gold standard? Anybody got a guess?
Rectum.
Yeah. We'll take that. 5:33. Traffic news.
Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic still very congested around the boulevard. A lot of outbound traffic on Atlanta Highway and Congressman Dickinson Drive. And very busy on I-65.
I have no idea why that ended at the point it did. We'll see if we can't get that fixed.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Here's Randall.
Good evening. I just wanted to say, because I ain't hear no score come in on the 420 star, when you throw that helicopter dude in there, it's been a while since I've heard that. That brought a smile. And that little run you did with the PMS, that was pretty tight. Now you threw in a bunch.
Yeah, the roll call.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say congratulations on it, because it was a good one today.
Well, thank you, Randall. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Bye, right. Miss Rose.
Take care. Here is Fred.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Fred.
You know, I got one for you. For the Biden archives, he's opened up the floodgates, and children alone will go from Guatemala, you know, to Mexico and get in. And yeah, I mean, it's just ludicrous.
It's brought back the cages. And
I know. And I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that Biden, whatever his last name is, Graham.
Hell yeah.
Just scourged him, just thrashed his ass about how ridiculous this was and how bad for everybody it is. Just another Biden. But let me tell you this. I love that spot with Dr. Cedarman and Minifo about cutting the lady's Social Security down. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yeah, sure. Dr. Sigmund.
That's
Zimba.
A funny one if you get a chance to play it.
I'll see if I can't get that on the radio.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Fred. Crawdad.
Greg, I really hadn't been watching the news much, trying not to.
Are those fences still up, and do we still have a National Guard contingency in the Capitol like we did?
Yeah.
We still do.
It's still an armed camp, yeah. Just like any good communist government would have it.
That's bothersome. Yeah. Do you know how many guards folks are, guardsmen, guardspersons are up there still? Some of them went home, didn't they?
Some governors with balls called them back and said, my people are not there to protect Nancy Pelosi's bony little ass. I put it that way. They said it a little more politely.
Well, I think I got a better nickname for Uncle Joe. Il Duce.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm sorry.
Except Il Duce was a little more lucid than Joe. Got to give him credit for that.
This is scary. It's me. You know, if this guy's the one that's going to be walking around with the nuclear suitcase.
Hey, there's even Democrats that want it taken away from him. Because they can see what's so obvious to the whole damn world. This man is in no way, shape, or form capable.
No.
Let's get the charade over with. Put Kamala in here, and let's deal with it from there. Enough already. Thanks for the call, Crawdad. We appreciate it. Local news at 5:36.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Alabama Department of Public Health is hosting a vaccine clinic for people who got their first dose last month in Montgomery. The clinic will take place this Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Old Montgomery Mall. The clinic is for those who receive their first dose of the vaccine at the January 30th vaccine clinic. You must bring your initial dose vaccine card to get the second shot. The Alabama Senate has approved medical marijuana legislation. Senators voted 21-8 Wednesday to approve the bill. It now moves to the Alabama House. The bill would allow people with qualifying medical conditions to buy marijuana in forms such as gels or tablets for medical use from licensed dispensaries. Auburn University's student newspaper will cease printing after 127 years and become an online-only publication. The Auburn Plainsman cites a lack of foot traffic, printing costs, and changes in the journalism industry. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24/7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24/7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24/7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
At Guardian Credit Union, we're creating connections in new ways because connections have a way of inspiring hope, strengthening ourselves and our communities, and creating stronger financial futures. Connections happen within Guardian Credit Union, but more importantly, in how we all treat our neighbors and how we all support our communities. So join us, connect with us, and we'll show you this is where you belong. Guardian Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The above-normal temperatures continue, but at least the risk of showers will return to the forecast. I think we're dry through midnight, but then maybe some spotty showers after midnight and showers around from time to time on Friday. Low tonight, 52. Friday's high in the lower 70s. Over the weekend, unusually warm for the last weekend in February, with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Yeah, there could be some isolated showers, but I think the rain chances are going to be small this weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yep. If I can't have soup, I don't want to eat a sandwich.
That's right.
What if you got a soup and sandwich combo?
Yeah, that would be great.
I did a lot of that when it was really, really cold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had a six-pack of Campbell's Creamy Tomato.
Yeah.
1 minute in the microwave. I'm not, you know, I don't have the patience. You know, when you buy a regular can of Campbell's, and I have some at the home, you know, I get it at food outlet. It's 81 cents a can, by the way, this week.
Good price, good price.
That big red glob that goes into the pot, then you add the can of water.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the patience for that.
I like putting milk in mine. It kind of thickens it up a little.
Yeah, but creamy. Then you got to be really careful because if you walk away from the stove for a minute and you overheat the milk, then it becomes scorched. You can't get that taste out of your mouth. Sort of like other things.
Yeah.
So how's Rusty today?
Not too bad. Feeling pretty good. It's nice outside.
Yeah.
I actually went over and sat out. My dad was changing oil in his truck, and Mama came out there. We sat around, just talked about the world's problems.
Sounds like he lives in Mayberry, doesn't he?
Yeah. Otis came by. We locked him up, you know.
Yeah, right. Any news on Tiger Woods? I haven't heard anything all day. I guess he's still recovering. This is the part of the show where you just go through the whole crap pile and see if...
I heard you talking about something a while ago when I was going to ask you, and it just has slipped my mind what it was.
That's the kind of show this is, Rusty. Paul McCartney releasing a 900-page autobiography called The Lyrics, a self-portrait in 154 songs.
Mm. But, you know, everybody knows his songs, and they love them, and they sing... What do they mean? You don't know what they mean. It's just kind of just random stuff that rhymes, got a good beat, and it just, what is he talking about?
By the way, there is a anniversary today.
And what anniversary is that?
It's one of those anniversaries where it's sort of a sticker shot kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
It's the 40th anniversary of a song, and I'm looking to see if I have it or maybe a... No, I don't. Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield.
Wow. Oh. Yeah.
40 years old today.
Really?
I just want to mention these quickly because we don't have much time left, and these are things that I brought to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Please, on my Facebook page, read that article about the Equality Act, because, as you know, in D.C., whenever they give it a nice name like that, it means just the opposite. People
poison.
Are going to get screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have the owner of a Tex-Mex eatery who has spent $2,000 on gift cards and advertising for his competitors so they can survive. See, now that's real generosity.
Yeah.
When you're helping competitors.
That's nice.
Peeps, that is in the marshmallow.
Yeah.
By the way...
I saw those.
I was needing a sugar fix, so I went rummaging through a file cabinet drawer.
Uh-huh.
And these were under like three or four other things. And one thing I noticed about Peeps, because we looked, there's no expiration date on the box. These have been wrapped, you know.
I saw a date on there yesterday. I was looking at it. But those are Jurassic Peeps, though, because I think it says something about 2020, late 2020 or something.
Where did you see it?
Let me see it here, because I was looking. Not like
I mean, we could always test to see how long a peep is.
Right here,
fresh.
Right here. Best by 2020. It's real tiny. I don't know how I saw it.
How'd you spot that?
You see it, Rosie?
Yeah, best by October 2020. So right here.
But they're purple peeps.
Oh, look at that.
And I didn't open them because I didn't want to be a purple peep eater.
So
I waited all day for that one now. And you could have waited longer.
Great joke.
That's nothing to be proud of, Russ.
I'll lose sleep over it, too, I tell you.
London has now passed. This is how bad it's gotten in New York City. Mm-hmm. London has now passed New York as home to the most millionaires.
Hmm.
They have 875,000 living in London with assets totaling more than $1 million. That's how many people are fleeing New York. And... they do nothing but demonize and punish successful people.
Mm-hmm.
After a while, they say, you know what? Who needs this? And what the pandemic taught New York is that, no, we don't need to pay gazillions of dollars to rent space in tall buildings in Manhattan and go mm-hmm. through the... And we can stay in the comfort of our home and do our work there.
I remembered something I was going to ask you about. Donald Trump, he still owns that skating rink? Or he just built it?
The deal was, and in fact, my friend Ashley Bankston sent me a note.
I know
saying,
Ashley.
Yeah, goddess. She, the deal is in the mid-80s, and I was in New York in the mid-80s, so I know what a dump it was. Trump mm-hmm. came along. Here's a project in Central Park, the ice rink. The city had already spent $12 million trying to finish it, and they hadn't done it. I think Nick the Trunk. And the five families, they were all waiting for their construction share.
Johnny Sack, that bunch. Yeah.
It never got done. So Trump said, I'll come in, I'll finish this under budget in 6 months if you'll give me the concessions. So they made the deal, and he did it.
Uh-huh.
As always, Trump did what he said he was going to do. But now, because they have such blind hatred for him, because he spoiled their... Socialist Party or whatever
mm-hmm.
that New York City tried to break those contracts, but the blowback, they were going to shut the rinks down just to make a point with Trump. This is how sick these sons of bitches are.
I just don't get it.
Just to make a point against Trump. And fortunately, people said, oh no, you're not, to de Blasio. He was the...
Now, he's the one that decided that I could not have a 32-ounce drink if I wanted it.
That was actually Bloomberg.
Okay, so it was before him.
Another real winner.
What do you care if I get the Kidney Buster drink? What do you care? What's that to you?
This, why they feel compelled to meddle in anybody's life with their crap ideas is beyond me. Your answer is as good as mine, man. I don't get it. yet they vote for it. You know what the unemployment rate is in AOC's district in New York? 15%.
And you and I know that. I bet she doesn't know that.
Oh, she knows it.
Oh, do you think?
And she, by the way, is doing a great job of using capitalism to raise money for her leftist causes. What is wrong with these people? They voted for that. They voted for the 15% unemployment. They could have had that Amazon facility there. That number would be a lot lower. There's no explaining.
And she just basically just kicked them to the curb.
Yeah.
And their money, too.
Absolutely. Maybe and this is a woman that claims to have a degree in finance from some, I don't know.
Joe's College.
Georgetown?
Yeah.
Joe's College.
Yeah, no, it's...
Yeah, I got some degrees here. Would you like one?
I have a feeling that she was in the...
There was lead in her apartment building, I think, and she...
Oh, with Ashley Babbitt killing surrounded a mystery officer who shot her is hiding for his own safety. Is that what he's doing? They didn't give that chance to the cops involved in some of these other situations. Why is he allowed to hide for his own safety? Double standard?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't gonna work. We had a nice time at Baumhauer's last night.
We did.
Such great food, so many different ways to enjoy.
What'd you get?
Wings. I get, I bring home on Wednesday night, show likes the 911 wings with a side order of gooey fries.
Ooh.
Mrs. Ritterbottle likes the lemon pepper wings dry with some ranch. And I got the victory burger, which is impossible. Not even you.
Don't think I could take it down.
In one meal?
Probably not.
Not without feeling great discomfort.
I'm not the big time eater that I. Is it that big?
Yes, it's about this tall.
Yeah, I used to go in a Chinese buffet and
you stack it with pickle strips and red onion, tomato, and queso cheese. So I take that sucker home and I chop it in half. And I get, once I even got three meals out of it, one burger. But as I tell everybody else, if you're going to have any of the great burgers at Baumhauer's, before you drown it in condiments and stuff, taste the meat.
Make sure you know what it's tasting like.
Because that combination they use there of ground sirloin and ground chuck is second to none. So awesome burgers and all kinds of other. They do amazing things. The fish tacos are real popular. We saw
them. Very good. Mm-hmm. And shrimp tacos.
The pot roast Philly cheesesteak sandwich last night. Somebody had one of those. That comes in a catcher's mitt because it's just wonderful. When you're eating anything from Baumhauer's, whether you're eating in, dining in, and they're busy, which is great, but you want to pick up, they have new take-home containers that keep it warm.
Ooh.
But you should always have plenty of napkins or paper towels handy.
Well, I'm going to get David Ernest to let's put on a rerun one Wednesday night. And we're going to come over there and help y'all eat one of those big burgers.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
It would be fun.
Yeah. All right. We are at 5:53. This should be our final traffic. Hopefully complete.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a new accident on Troy Highway at Cherry Hill Road. That's going to be just before Bell Road if you're headed outbound from Montgomery. Use caution there. We are very busy on I-85 northbound from Taylor Road to Chantilly. We've got major congestion at East Boulevard at I-85, I-65 at 85. Very heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Lower your interest rate on your VA home mortgage with the VA interest rate reduction loan. No appraisals, no income verification, no out-of-pocket expenses, and no hassle. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000, NMLS 2328-76 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
No doubt the holidays and all the rain we've had has taken its toll on your carpet. So, Peaches and Clean is offering a sweetheart of a deal for February. You get two rooms of carpet and a hallway clean for only $99. That's right, two rooms and a hallway clean by our certified professionals at Peaches and Clean for only $99. For those expensive Oriental rugs, Peaches and Clean has the area's only climate-controlled rug room. At Peaches and Clean, we take your health seriously. Our staff follows all CDC guidelines for your safety. If you live in the Montgomery Three-County Metro, the Lake or Auburn Opelika areas, don't miss Peaches and Clean's February Sweetheart of a Deal. Two rooms of carpet and a hallway clean for $99. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Not good with any other offers or coupons. Restrictions may apply.
Call us up at Peaches and Clean.
Hey, Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry. If you have things that you're no longer wearing or past history or just things that are out of style, we can remake it, or you can trade it in, or you could come in and walk away with a check on it. But either way, let us help you value your assets and explain to you what you have and what all your options are. There's no charge to do that at Margaret's. We're located in Peppertree Shops. Appointments not necessary. We're open 7 days a week. So come out and see us and let us help you value your assets.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 9 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Is it a hassle getting your vehicle serviced? C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you work in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Action, adrenaline, big wrecks, and bigger laughs. The SLE Rodeo is bringing the best in PRCA bucking stock and entertainment by hometown rodeo clown Trent McFarland. Join us at Garrett Coliseum, March 18th through the 20th. Learn more at SLERodeo.com.
Is your credit card debt piling up? Pacific Debt can help. Pacific Debt is the nation's friendliest debt settlement company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of five-star reviews on sites like Trustpilot and Best Company, they can settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. In fact, they've settled over $300 million, helping people just like you. Get a monthly program payment you can afford and zero upfront fees. Get free information now. 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Georgia Florist Direct on the Eastern Boulevard for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
And this is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.